Marty, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's start off this week with an interesting story that you have in the newspaper. The legislative session, of course, is going on right now in Santa Fe. And your story points out that Las Cruces could really be pivotal in determining the makeup on the control of the legislature come November.
Yes, and I guess you could almost make a case that anywhere in the state is going to impact that. But we have eight representatives in Santa Fe from the Doñana County districts that are either wholly or partly in Doñana County. Seven of the eight are held by Democrats, and now all seats in the House, all 70 seats in the House, will be up for re-election or election this November. So seven of the eight held by Democrats, if any of them turn, that could really, as you say, make a pivot in the balance of power in the state House. The story also has we have a little information on Santa Fe Day if anybody's interested in going up there. And I know businesses and agencies and public officials will be up there and have already made their plans. But it's going to be a 3-day. It's Las Cruces 3-day in Santa Fe. So plenty of time for locals to kind of get their hopes and desires in front of our representatives up
All
there.
Right. Well, the Las Cruces Public Schools is hoping for a positive vote from the community. Early voting is underway right now, and Election Day is February 6th for a school bond proposal.
Yes, and when you think about school bonds, you think of, you know, very hard construction projects like new buildings and upgraded heating and plumbing and things like that. But one of the targets, this article points out, is school safety, which is a sign of the times. We have to come to grips with that. And things like safety doors that lead directly into the front office rather than back to classrooms, so anybody coming into the school would have to pass through a certain point. Things like that are on the docket. We've got a number of schools that are going to get that if this passes. And also communications are important, either by telephone or computer communications in case of any kind of a crisis. So.
And we should mention this will not increase taxes. It's essentially a replacement of bonds expiring. And your publisher has a column endorsing the idea of voting for this. So we'll read more about that. We move to entertainment now. Last week we mentioned Cybill Shepherd coming to town, and I didn't know until your story this week that there's a very good reason she's coming for the film festival. She actually filmed a movie in TRC.
Yeah, it's called Rose, R-O-Z-S-E, and it was filmed in TRC in 2016, and we interviewed her. Elva Osterich interviewed her, and Cybill Shepherd talked about how much fun she had filming that. And she stayed at Ted Turner's Sierra Grande Lodge, and you know, did the hot springs thing,
the whole thing,
as you do up there. And so she enjoyed her time up there. She did get come down with an illness that her doctor suggested, according to this article, that she actually maybe interrupt her shooting schedule and come back to it for medical reasons, and she refused to do that. She wanted to finish it, and she did.
Good.
Anyway, her film Rose is going to be a featured film at the festival on Wednesday, March 7th.
All right. Well, we will look for that, and we have less than a minute. Not enough time, but you can read more about For the Love of Art Month, the 20th year in February in our area.
February is For the Love of Art Month. It pretty much is an umbrella for everything going on, but a reminder of how important the arts are to our community. And there are a number of exhibits, artist studio tours, presentations, and concerts and the like.
And you got the whole lineup.
We do.
All right. We'll read that in the bulletin. That may be an issue to save all the way through February. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. He's with us every Thursday. Marty, good to have you here.
Thank you.
Bulletin, he's